Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Come next year, the new boss at the Federal Reserve may be the same as the old boss. There's a report today that Alan Greenspan might be staying on the job a while longer. And joining us with more now is Bob Moon, the New York bureau chief from Marketplace. And Bob, hasn't Greenspan been talking about leaving the Fed when his term is up early next year?
Indeed, Madeline, he has. Just last weekend, as a matter of fact, he told graduates at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business that he had something in common with them, that he'd be looking for a job, too, after his term comes to an end at the Fed. That term is set to expire next January 31st. Well, today, the Washington Post is reporting that the Bush administration is considering whether to ask Greenspan to stay on at least a few months past that. Just a few extra months on the job would give Greenspan, who is now 79 years old, by the way, the longest tenure ever for a Fed chief, exceeding roughly 18 years and 10 months. But that's not why the White House is considering this. The newspaper is reporting an extension would give the White House more time to look beyond the academic and policy worlds and follow the urging of some financial analysts to find a successor with experience in the corporate world.
And so what kind of qualifications would the White House be looking for?
So far, the names that have been mentioned in the media as being on a list of likely successors have all been prominent academic economists. But as I mentioned, analysts have pointed out that those candidates have had little or no business background. And they're suggesting that one of the keys to Greenspan's success over the past 18 years has been the fact that he worked for decades as a business consultant, which they say gave him the intuitive background to break with economic convention, if you will, and anticipate how the economy evolves in the real world. So these analysts are hoping that the White House will go beyond economists who could get beyond economic theory and use some real world experience instead.
And Bob, what are the drawbacks in delaying the appointment of a new Federal Reserve chief?
Well, there are some drawbacks. Some economic experts point out that the financial markets have really come to see Greenspan as something of an oracle on the economy. And they say the White House could end up sending a signal that Greenspan is just irreplaceable and that without him, things might fall apart. There are also some political implications here. Greenspan has been a supporter of some of the Bush administration's programs, including, you might recall, tax cuts and private Social Security accounts. And some Fed watchers say keeping him on could create an appearance that Greenspan is being rewarded by the White House. Irrespective of that, the Bush administration doesn't seem to be in any hurry to name a replacement. A few weeks ago, Bush's Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove told Bloomberg News that announcing a nominee this year would be premature. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're checking out the Electronic Entertainment Expo for a look at what's new in video games.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.